You might as well stop calling Amazon asking them to resend these packages because you ain't gonna never get them, bitch, until you talk to me. For real. This what we doing, Stink? Huh? You shopping? Bitch, you shopping. You happy? You happy, and I'm sad, huh? That's what we doing? Huh? You find this probably one of them cheap ass wigs you be wearing. Bitch, open this door. Stop playing with me, Stink. Okay, you know what? That was too aggressive, because I don't even care for real. I'm just like, we done? Like, that's it, Stink? Like, we done, just like that. You done had a whole nother nigga over here for 6 days. Bitch, and I know he been here for 6 days because I've been watching. This nigga ain't even left out to take out the trash. At least y'all took out the trash, Stink. At least I did that. Damn. I hate you, bitch. You know what? You know why I call you Stink? Cause your coochie be stinking. I'll be having to lick your coochie with just the tip of my tongue, bitch. Bitch, open this door. You know what? I'm gone. Tell my kids I love them. I'm gonna kill myself.
Yo, this is 12 Kyle from the 12 Kyle podcast. And every week, you should be like me, and you should be listening to the Frocast. I mean, first and foremost, shout out to the star of Frocast, Queen Germ. Big shout out to Queen Germ, Frocast Nation, and shout out to my boy King Germ. I mean, maybe he's my boy. I don't really know because Germ likes North Carolina A&T, and I went to South Carolina State. And Germ likes University of Florida in football, and I like Florida State. I don't even know if we're really boys. But anyway, y'all should listen to the Frocast every Friday. I'm your boy, 12 Kyle. I'll catch y'all guys next time. 5,000.
Yo, what up? All the way live from the 919. It's Fonte. Fonticolo. Giving a shout out to my people at thefo.com.
Hey, you know who it is? The Jesus vs. Mero show. It's your boy, Jesus Nice, a.k.a. Young Chipotle. Pocket stay fat like Terrio. I see you keeping it 100. Stay raped, dog. One.
Hey. Ain't nobody calling me, texting me, paging me, asking me, are you still involved? Calling me, texting me, paging me, asking me, am I still involved? Y'all usually check on me. Listen. I'm still involved. Hey! Woo! Hold shut up, my boy. Hey! I'm still involved. Oh! I'm still them boy. I'm still involved. I'm still them boys. Call and check on me. I'm still them boys. I'm still them boys. Now y'all don't want to call and check on the pastor. I'm still them boys. Yeah, I'm still them boys.
What up? It's Killer Mike checking in at NappyAfro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One sound rap game, bang, bang, bang. Run the jewels on food, and I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
You are now tuned into the highest rated podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your host, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast in the day, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Hacksaw Jim Thuggin, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. Smoking Germ Frazier, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. Bread DiBiase, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. you can't fit this hustle inside of a rapper, And my last AKA. Ravishing Rick Rude. Now cut the music. What I like to have right now. So all you fake-ass debating-ass podcasters, all you fake-ass rating-ass commenting-ass podcasters, all you buying followers and buying fans and buying likes-ass podcasters, keep the noise down while I take my robe off, show y'all what a real podcast sound like. Now hit the music. Now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the daunting, the always be shopping, the problematic yet well-spoken, Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, a.k.a. $3 is $3, a.k.a. my cups runneth over. A.K.A. a lot of crass with a dab of class. A.K.A. my afro is my halo. And my favorite A.K.A. of them all, your grade is your motherfucking grade. And I'm in the building.
Queen Germ's in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to rate, subscribe, download the Frocast on any podcast reader. We're on them all. And while you're at it on Spotify, please give us a good rating. A 5, if you think if we deserve it. And after that, we have a voice message you call in at 347-201-2572. Leave voicemail, we'll play it on show. You know, you got something to say, comment, whatever. Leave it on the voicemail. Suggestions like that disrespectful motherfucking MJ did today. We're going to get that one next week. Appreciate that. You know, you send in submissions through the voicemail. Whatever you want to know. Call the voicemail, it'll get to us. We also have a Patreon we can join for as little as a dollar to get behind the scenes exclusive content. And get shout out on the show like our latest Patreons. We got E-Crub, we got Kale, and we got Kashan, K. Shout out to those three, E-Crub, Kale, and Kashan. Thank y'all for becoming patrons. And you could too, could be just like them by supporting the team and supporting the dream. You can always go to nappyafro.club if you want to support, you know what I'm saying, nappyafro.club. Go there. It'll take you straight to whatever site we're on as far as the crowdsourcing and all that crowdfunding thing. Now, I know I sucked at that, but I'm not going to suck at this. If option A, B, or C didn't tickle your fancy, there is option D. And what's option D? That's to retweet it, reblog it, add it to your story, tag us and say a story, and we'll shout you on the show like Ruler Myself, Short T, Sleazy the Black Farmer, We Need to Talk, WV Uncommon Place, everybody else is showing us love, man. We appreciate it, man. Sharing is caring, you know, and it helps everybody out in the end. So, Queen Germ, all the pandering's out of the way. How was your week?
My week was okay so far, so good.
Was it?
Yeah, what was wrong?
Oh, keep going. Just don't mind me. Don't mind me. Just talking.
Yeah. From one week to the next, he with the shits. Nah, he ain't had shit to say last week.
Niggas was making up songs and everything last week.
That's right. I was feeling myself.
I made up a song too.
And I had already decided. I said, if the Lord decides how this thing gonna go down, at least one of my teams gonna win. Mm. So, the University of Georgia and the Bulldogs, mm-hmm. which are the Bulldogs, won the national championship, and so the Cowboys didn't win. So I mean, I'm sad.
No. You're not just gonna glaze. You ain't just gonna glaze over
there. But you trying to do the most. Like, ain't none of your motherfucking teams won shit.
You ain't gonna glaze over there like that.
Your team lost this week, just like mine did. The Philadelphia Eagles stunk it up. So what you gonna say?
Hey.
And we still them boys.
Hey. Boys. Come on, let's sing it with me. Hold up, we the boys. Hold up.
You gotta get with the music now.
Yes, we the boys. The 12-5 count. I remember coming in this show. I came in this show last week and said, hey, Cowboys, y'all showed out against us, but y'all should have saved some of them motherfucking points for next week. That's what I said last week. Then what happened? Exactly what happened. Because the Cowboys are some fucking bums. They ain't beat nobody this year.
but a bunch of bums, my team included. They ain't beat nobody. They only beat two playoff teams this year, the Eagles two times and the Patriots. Both of them teams got creamed the fuck up in the first round of the playoffs nicely. Y'all ain't beat nobody. Y'all get to the playoffs, y'all play a real team. Y'all lost, every team y'all lost to was in the playoffs. Every team, the five losses y'all had were all playoff teams. Because y'all can't beat nobody. Y'all fucking suck. And I told y'all that. It ain't no how about them Cowboys. Because I told you, you but was going to get sent home
that's
early.
All you are is a hater.
I'm a hater when it comes to the Cowboys. Yes, I am.
I'm a
hater.
You want to be on the team, but you know good and well.
What team I want to be on? The Cowboys
apparently,
team?
Apparently, you want to be a fan because you've been jocking all your life. Like, what's the problem? Like, every time
y'all Cowboy fans everywhere. Y'all are obnoxious.
We are
y'all
not
are,
obnoxious.
Y'all get
just
on people's nerves.
Your team is lame as fuck. Don't mean that.
My team lame. My team not lame.
Why not?
My team not lame.
Y'all team. Your team caught an L just like mine did last
But look
week.
Though, we once expected to win the title. Was y'all? Y'all was. We wasn't. We had a
you
rookie coach.
You should always be expected.
If you see, that's what the Cowboy fans believe. Y'all believe that y'all should always be expected to win titles when y'all shouldn't. Y'all ain't been shit in years. But y'all continuously think that y'all overblow yourselves, and that's why it's so funny when y'all fall on y'all faces. Because
but see, this is the thing. This is a real hater mentality.
I'm not a hater.
Listen,
y'all make us hate y'all.
Hear me out. Because people can't stand to see you when you believe in yourself. People want you to be down in the dumps.
No,
if you really
no,
believe in yourself and the spirit is in you, that you believe highly enough of yourself. So every time I come to play, I should come to play to win. I ain't coming out here just for shits and giggles.
You should have realistic eyes on.
No, we don't
you
need
should,
realistic
Cowboy,
eyes on.
Cowboys that go 4-12 the season before, and then they be like, expect to win the Super Bowl next year. No, you only won 6 games. Why do y'all think y'all can win the Super Bowl? Like last year,
but
I think y'all won
happen.
Like 8 games last year,
anything
maybe. 7 or 8 games last year. That's not a Super Bowl team.
If you put me in the playoffs, it is.
But then,
all
but
I got
to
do is win out.
Y'all not good, though. That's why I was trying to get y'all to understand.
It ain't about that. It's about, you talking about something trying to get somebody to understand. It's not about understanding. It's about the fact that when you come to play, you play to win. You're not out there just to play because that's not what it is. But so, my thing is, you can't sit here and say, oh, we don't supposed to believe in ourselves. That's what anybody
believe
in
yourself.
Believe
but
in your
but don't,
team.
Don't
come with it.
Believe in yourself is one thing, but y'all believe, and then y'all hype yourself up so much that when that's why the collapse be so epic
it's
to
not,
y'all,
because
y'all talk
so
much so
many
shit.
Haters.
No.
So many haters. People want to hate the Cowboys. The Cowboys are an awesome team. They are an awesome franchise. You can't deny it. You got a freaking star on our helmet. Like, come on, baby. You just want to be a part of the
nation. We just want y'all to humble.
Anybody
we want y'all to
be
humble.
No.
That's the problem. Y'all don't want
to
humble y'all selves.
Need to be
so
humble.
Every year, we all get put out the playoffs, whether it's the first game or you don't make the playoffs or half of y'all get put out. It's always a humbling experience for y'all because y'all talk so much shit. Look at the Cowboy fans. Y'all be talking shit. Nobody talk as much shit as y'all. Y'all talk the shit, so when y'all catch it, y'all niggas be getting mad, angry, and want to fight and shit.
I don't care. My thing is, I'm still a fan.
You better be. You better
be. That's just what it is.
Yeah, but just
so
humble
fuck
yourself.
All y'all haters.
Just humble
I'm
yourself.
I'm not humble and nothing.
Just be humble.
Ain't nothing about me with all
be
that.
Be humble.
You
That's
be
all.
Humble.
That's all.
That's all. You talking you, with that bullshit.
I just want y'all to be humble.
Yeah.
Mm. So as far as my week, y'all just heard my week, man. Oh, speaking of my week. In the Dr. Brace of Madden League, I am in the Super Bowl. I thought I was going to be playing MJ, but MJ lost. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was going to be me and MJ for the title. He fucking lost. He didn't hold up his end of the bargain, so now I got to play the computer and Tom Brady for the fucking title. Thanks a lot, fucking MJ. But we're going to see how that goes. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, I bring it on home. You know what I'm saying? My first Dr. Brace of Hey, if y'all want to get in the league, man, let us know. If you got an Xbox, we only do Xbox. We don't do that low-life PlayStation shit. So if you got a PlayStation you want to get in the league, I'm sorry. Get you a fucking Xbox. Step it up. Quit being a fucking creep and get an Xbox, okay? Because did you read in the paper? Not the paper. Did you hear that?
I
said,
I heard
did
paper.
You read in the paper? Sound like my father. But anyway, I was reading online the other day. Some dude choked the damn his boyfriend out because he fucked up his PlayStation game. He did something to his PlayStation, so he choked the man out and killed the man. I said, I told them people them PlayStation niggas is dangerous. You got to watch out for them niggas. Them niggas wear like socks and sandals. They'll stab you and shit. Like, you got to watch them niggas. Them niggas old school. They still carry knives and shit. Like, they'll hurt you Watch out for the PlayStation niggas. I can't stress this enough. Please watch out for them. Please.
Watch out.
Yes. Well, let's go ahead and jump into this outline, Queen Germ. Did you see that pastor that said he wanted to test one of his parishioners' faith? So this nigga spit in his hand, rubbed his hand together, and then rubbed his hands on that man's face. Did you see that shit?
I didn't see it, but I know.
Would you want to see it?
I mean, if you want me to see it, you didn't have a link for it in the...
Yeah, because I just couldn't believe it. I just want to know.
I mean, I'm going to whoop his ass. Like, oh, okay, so you're not... Yeah, okay, like, my faith is just that strong.
Okay,
my faith God, is... God ain't tell you to put that shit on me.
Yeah, like,
So now me and you finna have to tussle, because this is not what we doing here. I mean, and most pastors breath stink. I don't know why, but I done gone to enough churches, been around enough preachers, that a good percentage of them, and maybe it's just because they old, but their breaths is horrible. So you could never spit on me and spit on your hand and rub it on me. What is that testing?
One of these little young preachers, Pastor Mike Todd, that's his name. Now I'm going to be honest with you. That would be my last day in church because I'd be going to jail. You know what I'm saying? Because one, as soon as I seen him spit, I would have been out of there. Like, oh, what are you doing? And when the like motherfucker...
You spitting on people and we in the middle of a pandemic? This happened before the pandemic?
Nigga, this happened recently.
You can't put no saliva on nobody. No bodily fluids on nobody in 2020 to 2021, 2022.
Okay, so he's an Oklahoma pastor. He rubbed his spit on the parishioner's face during a sermon. During a pandemic. So this is during the pandemic. Nah. So he leads the Transformation Church in Tulsa. See, listen, these new age churches, y'all got to watch this shit because they got to figure out new gimmicks to get people in church because all the old people dying off. The ones that really be carrying the church, the old people that pay their money religiously, the one that keep the doors open, them people leaving. Y'all new niggas, y'all go to church, but y'all don't be paying shit. Y'all pay the weed man, the nigga at the club, the weave woman, and y'all pay all them, but y'all don't get money in the church. And the church need new gimmicks, so these little new age churches.
Don't do that now. Don't say
I'm
no
just
gimmicks.
Saying, that's
say
what they gimmicks. Need to do. So these little new age churches, they got all these little accepting the ways and all this, and cool fucking Jordan wearing preachers and shit. Niggas be in the damn church with True Religions and shit. I'm like, hold on, man. Why the pastor got a mohawk and shit? Parts in his head and shit. Like, I don't like that shit. You know what I'm saying? First of all, like,
pastor got to be old.
Pastor ain't got to be old. Pastor's got to have a job. And preaching is his side job. Okay. Like, you know, this can't be his only job. So Pastor Mike.
Pastor's trying to make sure he could talk to all the people.
He said, receiving a vision from God might get nasty. He then fills his hand with saliva and rubs it all over the face of a man he invited on stage. And this is where most people would not face Jesus anymore, is what he said. What most people would do would turn away. He said, how you just react is how the people in your life will react when God is doing what it takes for a miracle. First of all, my nigga, you ain't God, and you just spit on me, so now that's assault. I'm about to fuck you up, Pastor Mike, in front of everybody. You better hope the deacon, your main man, better be coming up here, because I'm about to fuck you up. I'm about to stab you with this cross up here, nigga.
Don't do
that. I'm telling you, this about to get fucking biblical.
You watch me spit on my hand for me to put that hand on.
Hey, look, nigga.
Because I'm about to leave.
I would have backed up. Yeah. You would have seen my faith. Like, nigga, God told me to back the fuck up. Like, my God not going to tell me to sit here and let you wipe spit on my face. Like, I don't know, you must have paid all my bills for the rest of the year at my house, or I must have been in debt, like, big time with the church or something. Like, you had to look bail y'all me out of prison.
Y'all must have gave me a loan to open
nigga,
up,
I must have got caught. I must have got caught, and you bailed me out or some shit like that. You put up a bond for me or something and said, look, nigga,
I'm going
to pay you back, nigga. I'm
going
to have
house.
To do this to you now, nigga. You never know when Jesus is going to call for you to repay this debt now. And Jesus called you this. God called you this Sunday to repay that debt. And the nigga had the wife spit in your face. Now, first that day, listen. Y'all need to stop playing with God like that. Because God ain't tell you to spit in your hand and wipe it.
God ain't tell nobody to spit on me.
Like, what the fuck, bro? Like, hey, Pastor Mike would have got two-piece real quick. Like, beep, beep. Like,
God wants you to see how well your face is. Because I'm going to put you in between here and the great beyond.
Nigga,
you're going to be dangling in between these two universes.
Hey, I act like I caught the Holy Spirit. I'm just beating his ass. I'm stomping on his head. Oh. I'm just, I got the Holy Spirit. They're going to be like, oh, shit. Nigga.
And no, he'd never catch it.
Hey, nigga. I always want to do that. Can I say that?
What?
Catch the spirit in church and do that. Look. Hey.
You got your dance down?
No, I just go freestyling. I'm be doing some wild shit, boy. Like that one, that man stepped on the table and he was getting it, boy. Like, look, the footwork was immaculate. So I always, that's something I always wanted to do though, because it always made me laugh. It always made me laugh when I see it, because people get that.
You catch the Holy Ghost at the house?
I've caught the Holy Ghost at the house before.
Oh, you have?
Hell yeah! Watching sports and shit.
Oh,
I'm really, just telling sir? You. So, yes.
You think that's the Holy Spirit?
I felt it.
Okay.
I felt it. Like, I felt something. Like,
it's a whole lot of spirits.
Like, when the Eagles won the Super Bowl?
It's a whole lot of spirits.
Like, when
spirits.
The Eagles won the Super Bowl? I know you ain't experienced the Cowboys Super Bowl in your lifetime, but when the Eagles
won... Not in my lifetime?
Nah, they ain't won a long... I mean, what?
Not in my lifetime?
Nah, it's been a long time. Have you seen one? I mean, I'm just asking. I mean...
So, like, you telling me the Cowboys didn't win in the 90s?
I don't think so.
Let's see, because I don't
Look that up. I don't think so. I don't think they won no... I mean, they ain't won since 78.
No, I don't... That's, 78? That's not true.
78, look, 78. Last Cowboys Super Bowl, 1978. Yeah.
96,
94,
93. 78? That's how
I said. 78?
In the 90s.
Did they win in 78, though?
They did win in the 78. Okay.
That's the last one I remember.
Yeah, because you shouldn't remember that one. You lying ass.
But yeah, though, like that night, I felt the Holy Ghost that night, because that was something I thought I'd never see. I had already resigned in life that I knew the Eagles was going to never win a Super Bowl. I was like, I was okay with that. And when that shit fucking happened.
See, you got to lose the mentality. How you
No, because.
And you walking around here like
you
got
to understand. You got to understand.
I don't.
When you have that, when you deal with teams that your team never, like, you a Georgia Bulldog fan, you understand that shit. Fuck out of here. You ain't think y'all ever was going to win one. You didn't really think y'all was going to beat Alabama.
Oh, I did.
No, you didn't.
I did.
No, you didn't.
You a hater. That's all you are is a hater.
You
knew because
you were just like, there's no way. We're not
going to
beat them. They always beat us.
I said, this is redemption. They coming back. They done beat the people done beat them. And I said, that's the loss you need. So you come back and you win this time. And this is for all the marbles. Okay. And we did it.
Well, you need to tell the Cowboys that. Because they need to hear this shit. They need to hear this shit.
You need to hear this shit.
Yeah, so Pastor Mike, man, quit spitting on people. I never showed you the video.
You didn't, because you were so into it.
Yeah, because that shit crazy.
Catching the Holy Ghost and stepping on people.
That shit nuts. Let me see, Pastor Mike. I know it's on Hollywood Unlocked on Instagram. I know it's on their page. I try not to go to those little things, because they flood your timeline. You be having nothing. That's like, I can't follow the Shade Room or none of that shit like that. Even though they have a lot of nigger shit on there. And niggers need to stop this shit. I love my black people, but they love nigger shit.
That's what y'all like.
Yeah. So, yeah, man. I'll show you the video later. It has nothing to do with this show right here. We can keep going. Oh, here it go right here. I found it real quick. I'm just going to show it to you. Well, I'm going to talk while you're watching it. Queen's Journal's watching the video of Pastor Mike, spreading the spit semen on this man's face. That was some old homoerotic shit. A nigga wanted to do that. And he emasculated a big ass nigga. It wasn't no little ass light skin nigga. It was a big black man. Like, how you gonna do that shit? Like, man, then I'm about to throw up. I'm just not only think about it. Cause I hate spit. I don't like seeing nobody spit. That shit is fucking the pits. He already wiped it in his face? He just hit him?
He rubbing his hand on him.
Oh, okay. See, this nigga, he set him up,
and
too.
But why, my thing is, why the nigga sitting there?
Nigga, I would have swung on that nigga, bro. Like, straight up, bro. You got to hook off him and pass the mic,
and
nigga.
Then the man wiping something off his mouth, he'd wipe his lip.
Blah.
I'm talking about the man who he done wiped the spit on.
Yeah.
He wiping his lip off.
Mm-mm.
I'm saying, that man crazy, too. He must have got a check for that.
He had to. I told you, something happened. Something happened. It was a gimmick. That's what I said. It was a gimmick.
Oh, the pastor got some dirt on him or some shit. See, I'm gonna tell your wife about that lady I saw y'all in the place with.
Speaking of gimmicks, I gotta know, Queen Germ. What is your thought on a 40-year-old virgin?
First of all, they might as well keep that shit.
Man or woman.
Man or woman. Like, them parts don't even got no business being used.
Why not, man?
Like, who want that shit?
Somebody
my thing is this. You ain't no true virgin. Just because you ain't been fucked. Now, you run around here jacking your dick and all that shit for 40 years, y'all not finna just pass that off as no virgin
if
now.
If you ain't been penetrated, as like, long as there ain't no penetration.
If you a nigga, you ain't supposed to be penetrated.
I'm just saying, but, I mean, nigga ain't, if you ain't penetrated nothing, you still a virgin.
Listen.
You can bust a nut all you want to, self-inflicted.
Like I said, you done bust nuts, I bet somebody done suck your dick or some shit like
what,
that.
What if I'm talking about a 40, for instance, Venus Williams is a virgin. She 40-something years old, and she a virgin.
She need to keep that shit to herself. Ain't nobody want that shit. Like, that shit ain't no good. If you can keep your shit for 40 years, you need to die with that shit. Like, you need to be untouched. I wish I had some
single friends to call.
You need to be untouched. Because ain't nobody, like,
I'm going to call Rock Jones.
Somebody really want to run up in a pussy that ain't never been run up in and you 40-something years old?
I'm going to call Rock Jones. I know Rock Jones, what he going to say. He with that. I bet you. Watch this. Call Rock Jones. Rock Jones, man, live on the Frocast. I got to ask you a question, Jones.
Talk to me.
You meet a 40-year-old virgin. Let's say Venus Williams. 40-year-old virgin Venus Williams. You trying to holler at that?
Told you, man, I'm clamping cheese.
Well, but she a virgin though.
You don't want that pussy. That pussy is one. It's a reason why I've been on the shelf for 40 years.
Man, listen here. I know I'm part of that Williams legacy. I know that.
All right, Jones, man. All right.
You gonna see Jones on there with a gold racket, baby, with a spark hand. I'm going to have them blue teeth. You know,
so you'll be at the games like Corday and shit. You'll be at the games like Corday and shit, huh?
You feel me? Slide. Change my last name to Williams. Go Jones to Williams. Just like that, nigga.
Sick.
Oh, man. All right, Jones, man. Appreciate it, man. All right. Nah, bro.
Ain't nobody want that shit.
I'm sorry. I couldn't have a 40-year-old virgin woman. Like, that's not fitting to happen.
But I'm saying, bro. Like, what would you want to do with that? Oh, nothing. You think that it's a prize to have somebody who, I mean, the high shit risk for ain't, pregnancy? The shit ain't about nothing. Mm-hmm. Like I said, if ain't nobody wanted you for 40 years, just be okay.
What if you
were
saving it?
Saving it for what?
Till you got, I mean, you know, you believe that fairy book shit that you should save it to marriage.
I'm saying you saved it, and now you met somebody. That mean that you ain't finna hit it. Like, y'all talking about something, oh, yeah, I'm in there slapping cheeks or whatever. You ain't doing shit. If you done saved your pussy for 40 years talking about somebody supposed to marry you, hell, you shouldn't be giving it away for the nigga that just said, hey, you was cute. So you waiting to get married to somebody. So that mean you finna put somebody in a box. They don't know what they finna get if we got to wait till I get married.
What if they know they got, you know, what if they with that? It's some like simp-ass niggas out here that are...
Pandora's box. Hey, y'all could keep that shit.
Hey, it's some simp-ass niggas out here that accepting them terms and conditions. Mm-mm. Oh, I can wait. Nigga, you stupid in your fucking head.
Anybody who said they could wait.
Don't listen. Two virgins should only be married, allowed to marry each other. A virgin should never be able to marry somebody that's already been fucking. That should be a rule.
No, that's not a rule.
Yes.
No.
If you a virgin past, like...
Now, if you a virgin past 25...
25, yeah, you
that
can't...
That shit, yeah.
Yeah, you can only marry another virgin past 25.
And then that's going to force you to be a 40-year-old virgin, because shit, it ain't going to find them people. You ain't going to find them people.
What's the longest virginity you heard of in your life?
Probably like 24.
24?
Yeah.
Let me think. Oh, shit. I know somebody that's a virgin right now. He's like 30-something years old.
That he need to keep that shit. I wouldn't tell nobody that. Like, that's not what you lead with. That's not some shit you let nobody know.
Hey, it was a dude. It was a dude I used to work with. His name was Wayne. God bless the dead.
Wayne, he died?
Yes.
The one from Sam's Club?
Yes, the little one.
What happened to him?
He died.
He wasn't that old.
Wayne was at least over 40 or some shit like that.
But he wasn't old enough. He was sick.
I don't know what was wrong with Wayne. Oh, anyway, God. Wayne was a virgin.
And he never got no pussy.
He died a virgin.
That's why. He should have been fucking somebody.
Wayne died a virgin. I remember one night, brother, it was just so funny, man. The way, he put his mouth on this balloon at work, and everybody at work was like, Wayne was sucking that shit like it was a titty or something. Like, he's done that before. Like, the way.
Exactly.
Because they was like, did you see the way he put that balloon in his mouth?
Oh,
but yes, but Wayne died a virgin. God bless Wayne, man. Wayne.
That's sad. That's a sad thing to do.
Amen.
Because if nothing else, I would. You have to buy some coochie if that's the case. Like
you believe in love, you can't, you couldn't see about
you
doing
believe
that.
In love.
Yes, there's some people out there like that.
Love ain't real. Virginity's overrated. Love is not real.
Don't hold on to that shit.
That shit is not real.
Get it out the way.
It's not real.
Shit is whack. Nobody wants to.
It's like the rainbow. Yeah. That's what it is. It's a rainbow. Yeah. Like it's some shit that you believe that's there. It's an illusion.
Yeah, it's gone so quick. Like, I lost my virginity. It's gone. Yep, it's gone. Huh? I've been all these years. It's just gone like that. Yes. Because I mean, when I thought I lost my virginity, but I didn't. I mean, the first time, because I didn't know that you was supposed to bust a nut when you was having sex. I just pumped till I got tired, and I just got up. Like, oh, I guess that's it. You know what I'm saying?
But you still was not a virgin. Like, how you figure that's a clause you got? What? Just because you ain't busting up me. I didn't know. If that's the case, it's a whole lot of women that was damn virgins for a long time.
But that's what's like.
You fucking and the nigga ain't made you come shit. You was just there.
Look, I ain't take the condom off or nothing. I just got my bicycle and I rode back home. And
no, nigga, not on the bicycle.
Hey, man, yeah. Then I told, you know, I was telling him.
That means you was too young to be having sex.
I ain't have a car till I was like fucking 19. So, I mean, I rode a bike, you know what I'm saying, until I was like 15, 16.
I wouldn't even
want to
have sex with a nigga on no bike.
If I'm 15, 14, what you mean? I can't have a car then.
Your daddy or somebody need to be dropping you off to the house because you can't be smelling like outside talking about you finna run up in somebody's coochie.
Again, I was 14. All that smelled like that.
No, I ain't smell like outside.
I rode my bicycle across town.
Sick.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
People who steal virgins at 40.
The first nut I busted. Yeah, that sounded right. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like one time I was sitting there just goddamn beef stroganoff, nigga, and I was like, oh shit. And when it happened, that shit threw me for a loop. I was like, what the fuck just happened? It felt like lightning went through my body. I was like, what the fuck was that? And
you want to try it again?
I was just like, you can make yourself do that? Man, then one day it snowed like a motherfucker. I'm talking about it snowed like a motherfucker. I'm talking about, nigga, I raped myself that day. I told myself, I said, I'm never doing this again, bro. Because I was just like, yo, bro, what the fuck? I'm talking about 7 times. Like, bro, I mean, it wasn't even nothing coming out, man. It was just sad, bro. It was just like, I was like, man, my dick was so sore. I was just like, bro, what the fuck? I think I broke it, bro. Like, that shit was, bro, that. I ain't know what happened today. I was just like, man, never again. Bro, I felt so dirty. I was like, man, look at you. You jacking off. And shit, I looked at myself in the mirror. I was like, you nasty motherfucker. Like,
yeah.
Nigga just jacking off. Didn't have no lotion, no nothing. Just straight raw meat. Just,
Oh, man.
Nigga didn't know no better. I didn't know. Like, I didn't know. So I was just like, shit was terrible, bro. So, yeah, man. Sorry about that, people, man. TMI.
Yeah, I'm not the playing with yourself type.
Oh shit!
I mean, most girls probably didn't do that until they got a lot.
Jada Pinkett said her grandma taught her to do that something when she was like sick. 9 years old. Sick. Jada, wow, sick. Like yo.
Sick. And then you wonder why she playing around with people turn.
Oh shit! Speaking of anniversaries, we just celebrated the 15th. Anniversary of Nappy Afro. Can you believe it, Queen Jern?
I can believe it.
I can't believe it.
I can believe it. Time flies when you're having fun. That's what they say.
Yep. I mean, you've been somebody that's been in it since from the beginning. One. You know what I'm saying? Been a silent supporter. You know, sometimes
I've been a loud supporter.
Loud supporter. Sometimes, you know, you've been on the other side of the picket lines. You was leading the fight and everything.
Shut the shit down.
Yeah, you like you've been there. You've seen the ebbs and flow of it. You know, like I just want to say, like, what? Give me your thoughts real quick before I give mine.
For me, I'm happy that it's something that has hung around this long. I didn't really think it would happen, simply because of the fact that in the beginning, it was just a smut thing to me. So I was just like, that shit is.
You didn't see none of the music reviews on there. You just seen
the
ass.
I saw some, but my thing was my husband shouldn't have any parts of this filth that's there. So that was where I was. And, being a young married couple at the time, I just didn't feel like that was a positive thing for you to be involved in, and you just kept at it and obviously ignored my request.
We was way ahead of time. We was just like, listen, baby, we got something here.
No. So it's just one of them things. And I just felt like, you know, after I matured as a person and then was able to see some of the things that were there that were not just filth, Then I was like, okay, well, I guess. And then, of course, my involvement with the podcast, that's the part that I really liked. I did look at some reviews and things like that. But I had to kind of get over that whole video vixen models type things that y'all had going on.
Yeah, that's just the storefront. That's just to get people, you know, the mannequins,
It's still disgusting.
Yeah, I mean, but,
People like what they like, but that's never something I'm going
to
probably.
It's not as bad as it used to be. We toned it down a whole lot. It's not as bad. Like, it used to just be you come there, you see a girl boomed over or something like that. It used to be wild.
Y'all ain't got in trouble.
No, it wasn't that. It was just that, you know, like, we grew, we matured, we like, you know.
Not really.
Yeah. We still give to people what they want because we know what we look at the stats. We know what bring the people in. We not no fools. We know what they come from.
But, like, I mean, it's a good thing. It's grown. It's, you know.
Yeah.
It's y'all have evolved into a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. And I'm just proud simply because, you know, you had something that you had a vision for, you and Beezy, and y'all just stuck with it through the highs and the lows. So I'm happy to be a part of it at year 15. And I wish y'all much success.
Y'all, you part of it. What do you mean? You been, like I said, part of it from day one.
I know, but I'm just saying, like.
Yeah. I would say something, but for legal reasons, I can't say it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Whatever that is.
Yeah.
Tell me after the show.
No.
You gonna tell me, but go ahead.
Nah.
So I'm a puny.
Okay. No, yeah, I thought, like I said, there's gonna be some more legal reasons coming in. But at any rate, as far as me, y'all know my story, man. Me and Beezy started this from just sitting at work, bullshitting, talking about rap music, going back and forth, talking about how the websites don't be saying the right shit, and then we were just like, man, let's make us a website. You know what I'm saying? And we didn't know how to fucking make a damn website, but Beezy studied up, and, you know, I did what I could, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, I mean, I'm not the tech guy, but I'm sitting here learning with you. And, you know, so Beezy did the research, this and that, and we finally started getting the framework of it up and this, that. I mean, it was a task, you know what I'm saying? But that nigga got it done, and, I mean, it's not as easy as you fucks got it today. Like, y'all could just go to WordPress, the theme right there, blah, boom, bam, bing, bong, boom. Nah, it ain't no bing, bong shit like it is. No, we had to do Dreamweaver. We was doing real heavy coding and all kinds of shit. Like, the shit was nuts. And, you know what I'm saying, just for us to get a post up. I remember one day I did something. And with the code, I erased, like, one motherfucking backslash. And it took, like, the whole site down. Like, it was just nothing. Like... And Beezy was just like, I'm going to let you figure it out. And so for like that whole day, nigga, like, I was sitting there trying to figure out what I did wrong. And so I went back to it and I just added a backslash and everything came back. I was just like, whew. B says, you know I had a backup, right? I wasn't going to let you just like fuck it up. You really think I was going to leave it? So, you know, but shout out to Beezy, man, because he's mostly... All the glitz and glamour you see on Nappy Afro. I'm a lot of the ideas. He comes up with the execution. And, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, the vision's both ours, but all the hard work, you know, that goes to him making the site fast and improvement. The little shit that, you know, most dumbass niggas like myself wouldn't think of, you know, that's all him doing all that. So, you know, a lot of the magic of Nappy Afro is Beezy. He's behind the scenes. He don't like to get no credit. This nigga don't even celebrate his birthday. You know what I'm saying? Which I think is odd. Like, I don't understand niggas. It's like, oh, man, I don't need to celebrate my birthday. You know, I don't get that shit, nigga. Like, one day in the world that you important. The only day that you matter in the whole world is on your birthday. Other than that, nobody gives a fuck about you. You know what I'm saying? But the day that you matter is your birthday. So you should care. That's the only day you're special. But, oh well. So, yeah, so thank everybody over the years, man. It's been some... I met a lot of people... dealing with Nappy Afro, like a lot of dope people I haven't even met in person that I've known for years because of Nappy Afro. One being Saul Wright, two being GQ Blue. Like, I know these niggas exist because people I know have met them, like Beezy and GQ, and they hung out. I don't think Saul has hung out with anybody yet. I don't know. I don't think so. I think the time they couldn't get up when they was in the same city or whatever like that, but whatever. But a whole lot of people, H2O, VG, DJ LP, goddamn, SBK, Shit, we got niggas that used to write for us, write for big ass columns, like senior writers at places and shit. And I was like, nigga, I remember when I gave you your cut in the game, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Edwin Ortiz, I forgot he write for some big time thing. Nigga, I remember you used to write for me, nigga. Like, what the fuck? Like, you know, so, you know, it's been a lot. Like, we had, I remember some of my famous commenters, we had motherfucking Arnold. Nigga used to be in the forums just causing hell, nigga. This little, we used to always try, but he had some kind of VPN where he would bounce around everywhere, so we couldn't really pinpoint where this nigga was, but he was a troll to the trolling his trolls. MF to the death. He used to threaten people. He said if he ever see PTZ, he was going to beat his ass. Mm. Yeah, he threatened to fight PT. It was either him or Saul Wright. He threatened to fight. You know, matter of fact, I think MF to the death offered to fight both them niggas. So it's been a lot of shit in the 15 years, goddamn, of us doing this Nappy Afro shit. You know, me and Beezy, you know what I'm saying? We had to learn to balance the friendship and the site because a lot of it is mixed, tied into both. So, you know, we had to, you know, because me and Beezy get mad at each other when we speak to each other and shit about shit on the bullshit-ass site. But, you know, we got about that because, you know, that's my dog, man. Me and Beezy been cool for shit since about 04, 05. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, goddamn, that's my dog. So, anyway, thank all y'all for making us stick around. Beezy said, like I said, it's either insanity or boredom. I said, nigga, I forgot his exact phrasing of it, but either we're crazy or we're just lazy or something like that. I was like, nah, man, because it's just something we got. Like, we stuck around. I mean, we're not out there trying to catch every hip-hop headline and every release. No, we do what we do. We like somebody said, we're a curated website or some shit. Like, we're like a boutique. Like, you might go to a boutique, we got like 10 pair of shoes, 15 outfits. That's all we got. But all that shit live. Like, and it's all going for the high. Like, ain't none of that going for the cheap. Like, we ain't got no wasted nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything on it is curated. So I enjoy it. It's something to say we did, you know. Shit, we done been in fucking movies, Snow in the Bluff, you know. Like, motherfuckers, Soulja Boy shut the site down one day. He retweeted one of my, he retweeted one of my fucking articles I wrote about him. It shut the fucking site down. Shit, we got beef with E-40. All the little Instagram models that call us and say, ask us to take their pictures down. And then next thing you know, could you please take my picture down? I'm going to college now and this and that. 6 months later, she back to showing her ass. You know what I'm saying? You know, all kinds of shit. Threaten to sue us about bullshit. Like, nigga, no. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot. Motherfuckers, I mean, we've been through a lot, bro. Got cool-ass people to shout us out. Y'all hear the shits on the intros. You know what I'm saying? Diesel's Killer Mike. You know what I'm saying? Shit, known Diesel forever before he was famous. So, you know, that's good to see him doing well. Roy Wood. Who else? Trackstar DJ. Y'all hear all the people. Fonte. You know, I grew up with Fonte. That's nothing. Whole lot of people, man. Joe Zemo, everybody, man. Like, I think Joe Zemo might have been our first like celebrity shout out, and he became like the every time he hit rock reviews or more. I think that's on the voicemail or some shit like that. So, yeah. Anyway, getting all choked up over here. Mm-hmm. It's been a lot. It's been a joke. We got free tickets to concerts, get to meet rappers, all kinds of shit, man. You know what I'm saying? I became a celebrity because of Nappy Afro, mm-hmm. And I gotta say thank you. You know what I'm saying? Thank you, thank you, thank you. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's been a nice ride. I guess we'll see how long we keep it up. Maybe one of our kids will take it over one day. You know what I'm saying? We'll see. Who knows? My daughter said some wild shit today about the Martin Luther King holiday. Now, she said, I don't know why we celebrating Martin Luther King. I said, whoa, what do you mean? Well, first off, you know, he cheated on his wife with a white woman. And, you know, his the way he was used, you know what I'm saying? It was to the detriment of black people. She was like, they don't have a Malcolm X Day. You know what I'm saying? Because they only wanted to be that one way. She's mm-hmm. Like, they don't want to recognize the side, like the Malcolm side, like why he ain't got his birthday. Yeah. You know, they don't want the radical. They want the, you know, the reverend. They don't want the radical. So, you know what I'm saying? It made me think, you know what I'm saying? I was happy because I was like, my daughter think outside the box. She not plugged into the matrix.
She definitely questions a lot of stuff.
And I love that. I love it. I love it. I love it. I'm not mad at it at all. You know what I'm saying? I'm 100% cool with that. Just don't question me. You can question the world. Just don't question me. Because what I say is what I say.
Yeah, it is the law.
Yes, it is. And that's just how it is. That's just how I feel.
Because she quick to say, oh. Mm-hmm. She got something to say about every damn thing.
100%. So. Well.
She's a good one.
Speaking of good ones, Queen Germ, I just seen a list. It says 7 things to stop doing for a healthy relationship.
Most of that shit was false.
All right. So 7 things you want to stop doing to have a healthy relationship. This is with, you know, a significant other, I presume. So let's go through the list real quick. Number 1, stop avoiding conflict. Things will never get better if the other person is unaware that there's a problem. Clarity saves relationships. How you feel about that one?
That's a lie.
That's a lie?
That's a lie. Because people don't want to know the truth. Because it don't matter how much you present something to somebody. It don't matter how you package it. It don't matter when you say it, how you say it. Some of y'all niggas just don't want to hear the shit. And now you got some people that's
reasonable. That's what they're saying. So stop avoiding conflict. They're saying you got to stop doing that.
What I'm telling you is this. Some people are reasonable enough that you can have conflict with. They ain't going to be mad. Mm-hmm. They ain't going to just, you know what I'm saying, ain't going to have a problem for the rest of the year. But you got some of y'all niggas who somebody confront y'all with some shit, oh, it ain't never going to go well. You don't want to hear it. So why say I'm going to keep causing injury to myself, to our environment, just to prove a point? It's not worth it. So for some people, you got to know how to gauge it.
Okay.
Some people you can engage in arguments or disputes, and other people you just don't need to do it.
Okay. This one says stop trying to win fights. Find solutions instead of focusing on who is right and who is wrong. The goal is connection, not victory. I agree with that 100%.
I know, because you don't argue well. That's the only reason why you can
beat. I don't try to win.
Yeah, you don't try to win because you can't. It's not worth it.
There's no winners. Nobody wins with a family feud.
There are winners.
Okay. The next one. Stop denying other people's feelings. Your feelings are valid, and other people's feelings are valid, too. How you feel about that?
I think that's true.
Okay.
But then, like I said, the whole thing is a two-way street. So if I got to value your feelings, you got to value mine. But then when I know that you don't value mine,
what about if you devalue my feelings?
Well, if you don't show any feelings, you can't expect somebody to know your feelings.
Okay. All right, let's go to the next one. Stop trying to get people to think like you. As long as someone respects your needs, they do not have to think exactly like you on every topic. It's not ideal and often not possible. I agree with that 100%.
I know. I know you would. But I don't.
Oh. Why? You want somebody to think like you?
Not exactly, but we got to have something in common. You can't just be completely opposite about everything that matters.
It's not everything. Everything that matters. We connect different places.
Yeah, we connect different places. Yeah. But you want to connect more places than not.
I mean, we connect in more places than not. We just connect on, like, a couple things.
A lot of things.
You think the big ticket issue. You know what I'm saying? I don't.
It is a big ticket issue. You just said that you would put somebody out your life for pissing in the bed.
Yes.
But then I ain't supposed to put you out my life because we don't believe in the same God. So, what? I mean, like, hell, I think that shit way more important.
We believe in the same God.
In the damn
we believe in the same God. We just don't believe in the same reason how we getting there. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's all. That's it. Next one. Stop waiting for people to read your mind. People may not know what you need because you haven't shared your needs with them. Being clear about your needs prevents resentment. Hey, 100%.
And that's a lie because you always want somebody to read your motherfucking mind.
Say where you want to go. If I say where you want to get something to eat from, say, I want to go to this place. Don't tell me to pick
then,
a place.
Then when I pick a place, you look at me and say,
you know what I'm saying? When you tell me to pick a place and I pick a place, you like, oh, I don't really want that. Oh, okay.
Nah, you a liar.
Next one.
You talking about something, people can't read your mind. You the one with the read your mind bullshit. So I don't see how you can even feel that way.
Next one.
No, see, don't see. Again, devalue.
Stop trying to make one person meet all of your needs. No one person can be everything emotionally for you. You need community care, which means finding people to support you in various aspects. That sounds kind of like saying cheat, but I think I understand what it means. It's saying find other people to put that burden on a whole lot more people, but don't get them no pussy. That's the thing. It's like you can be like, you know what? I get my happiness from my work husband. You know what I'm saying? I go home and give my husband the real thing. You know,
community.
Yeah. They say support you in various aspects. See, that sound weird.
Hey, that sound like we fucking more than one person.
Okay. Stop demanding that people.
You saying that's fine?
If you took it in the ways that I took it, like saying, like, don't, you know, get your needs met, but don't, yeah, you can't be messing around.
You said get your needs met.
Yeah, like other, like, you might have a nigga that say, oh, you know what, he always brings me breakfast, or this nigga always compliments my hair, or this nigga always notices, you know what I'm saying, this nigga that I walk by at work, I always say something nice to me, or whatever. It could be just like, ooh, I like the smell of this nigga, he walked by me, or whatever. Mm. Like, whatever, he fulfills that little need, or whatever, like that.
So
that's
you got
it.
Hoes that bring you breakfast,
no,
at work?
I'm nobody. I'm just a guy. I'm nobody. Mm-hmm. I'm invisible. I'm just one of those people you walk right by. I'm only a celebrity online, man. You know what I'm saying? That's it, man. I mean,
you
I'm not
King
a celebrity
of Tom
in real life.
Paul.
Well, that's different. I mean, over there, I'm royalty. They roll out the red carpet for me. I'm the King of Tom Brown. Yeah, I'm a celebrity over there. I'm a celebrity community. Well, I mean, I'm a celebrity here and online. So that's it. That's the only way I do it. I'm not a celebrity at work, though. Nobody know. I'm like Clark Kent at work. They don't know, you know what I'm saying? Well, I'm more like Peter Parker. They don't know that I'm Spider-Man. You know what I'm saying? They just think I'm a regular guy. You know, they don't know I'm that superhero in the community. Nigga talking about I'm a hood hero. The next one. Stop demanding that people respect your boundaries while not respecting their boundaries. Boundaries are a healthy part of relationships on both sides. I 100% agree.
You don't have boundaries.
I do have boundaries.
What boundaries do you have?
What you mean? Like boundaries.
You ain't got
like,
no boundaries, child.
Yes, I do. Like, don't let me have everybody got their little.
Yeah,
don't
you
invade
got your
my
boundaries,
personal space.
Which is the edge of that kitchen coming into this garage that you let people know that if you out here, you don't want to be fucked with.
No,
that's the
you
boundary.
Can come out here and talk to
that's
me all day. I am 100% approachable out here. Yeah. I don't want y'all to help. Y'all always come out here and bother me.
No, we don't.
And I'm not really saying you bother me. If I'm coming out here, I'm like, yo, what's going on? This, and that. It's always good. And same thing with you. I respect your boundaries. I just wish you'd close the door when you go in the bathroom.
I don't need to.
Yes.
If you are not in the room when I go in the bathroom, then I don't need to close the door.
I mean, you need to close the door anytime you go in the bathroom.
I don't.
That's boundaries. That's respecting boundaries.
It's not.
Yes.
It's not. Yes. Like, I deserve to be able to go in the bathroom and sit on the toilet.
Why do you want the door open, though?
Hey, I can hear better.
Hear what? What you need to hear?
If somebody need me, I need to be able to hear.
You can't do anything in the bathroom.
Hey,
you can't do anything till you come up out of there. So what's the point?
Hey, I need to know
you
what's
can't
going
do
on.
Nothing.
I need to be
you're
able
useless
to be
right now. I don't care what's going on right now. You're on the toilet. You can't do nothing to help us. So I don't understand. Ladies, close the fucking door when y'all go in the bathroom. The shit is not fucking cool.
It is.
It's not.
It's okay.
No, it's not. It shit has to stop.
It doesn't.
That's not respecting boundaries. Oh, that steak looked delicious. Jesus Christ, who is that? Look at my man Eclectic. Man, look at that.
Mm-hmm. They sure it's something that you're supposed to be looking at.
Jesus, I got to put the money sign up on there for him.
Yeah.
Jesus, he know when I do that, he be like, what, food? Ooh, big money. Look at that steak. Good gosh. Look at that steak. Look at that mug. What, that ain't pretty. Where is that at? Rich man. Lemon drop. Shout out to Eclectic, man. Living life up. So that's how you live when you ain't got no kids, man. You can live like that, man. Woo! Y'all know what time it is, man. It's top 10 time, y'all. Top 10 list, we bring y'all something every year. It's the top 10 something. We've done all kinds of lists. Foods, places. This is another city one, y'all. Y'all know we love the towns because we get to shit on people in different places. This is the top 10 states to live in. Now, this list was compiled over, like, weather, schooling, jobs, crime, all that stuff right there, right? All that put together. And these are the top 10 states to live in, all right? You want to go from 1 to 10 or 10 to 1? What you want to do?
Go from 10 to 1.
Let's go from 10 to 1. Number 10, Florida. What? Number 10, Florida? All that news we get talking shit about Florida, this, Florida, that. Oh, Florida, man, the craziest place to live is Florida. Oh, about all the bad shit happened in Florida. But we're number 10. Look at that. Number 9, Massachusetts. Number 8, Wisconsin. Number 7, Virginia. Number 6, Nebraska. Number 5, Idaho. Number 4, New Hampshire. Number 3, Utah, number 2, Minnesota, and the number 1 rated state to live in is Washington State. Now, Queen Jern, I'm disappointed in this list. Because, A, it's all cold weather states.
Except for Florida.
Yes. And Virginia is on the, it snowed like a motherfucker in Virginia. So, you know, my top three and my bottom three going to be sketchy than a motherfucker.
Well,
so,
I ain't got but one.
What's your, give me your one.
Florida.
Florida.
Because the other shit they got on here is
trash.
I don't want no parts of them.
I don't want to live in Virginia because y'all know about my problems with Virginia. It's a commonwealth. Yeah, it's not a good state for men. Women, if you a feminist, move to Virginia. There's the land for you. Yeah, so my bottom three, though, would be Utah, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Massachusetts, Idaho, Nebraska,
three,
New Hampshire, Washington. Those would be my bottom three. Yours?
Well, because I can count, my bottom three going to be New Hampshire, Utah, and Nebraska.
I mean, I could possibly get away with living in... No, I couldn't. It's too fucking cold. I just couldn't do it. I'm sorry. I just couldn't do it. I couldn't live in, like, New Hampshire. Like, I do want to visit up that way, go to Maine, get some lobster rolls, fresh lobster rolls, because they look so good on the Travel Channel and shit. Mm. Them shits look delicious, so I want to try them. So, you know, that might be a trip for us one day. Ride up the eastern seaboard, ride up to Maine, get us some fucking lobster.
Okay.
Yeah, right. That's too much driving.
We will not be together.
We have to
somebody
go.
Somebody will make it and the other one won't.
We have to go with another couple or something so we can switch up driving.
Shit.
You know.
We better fly.
Stop and pick up Pam and the fam and ride through with them.
Yeah.
Let the ladies talk. Fellas can talk. Yeah. We'll make it.
Yeah. Because we're going to lose somebody on the way.
Yes. So, hey, man. The next top 10 list is going to be a doozy, guys. I already got it in the clip. Saved up for next week, so we'll see how it goes. Well, it's Queen Jern's favorite time of the show. No, it's not. It's TV talk time. I was getting ahead of myself, y'all. I was getting excited about
excited.
TV talk, man. We're going to start out with the Wonder Years. Didn't know they were back till like last night, so we watched two episodes. Double episode. First episode was that was the one about the girl power, right? Yeah, that was the girl power episode where the daughter, they were joining the pals and penises or some shit like that. What was it called? The little group, like the Jack and Jill group. It was.
Oh, that wasn't no.
Yes, it was a girl power show.
Okay.
Cause remember, like, the whole deal was she was getting shunned.
Yeah, because she was trying to help the mama feel good about the fact that the mama was a working woman and all the other people were housewives.
And they were shunning her.
Giving her a hard time.
Yeah, because they was like, oh, we always schedule events in daytime. Because you work lads and ladies.
Lads and ladies.
Yeah, I said penis and pals. Wow.
Yeah, I was like, what the hell are you talking about?
What the fuck was I watching?
That's how I was looking at you. Like, you weren't watching the same show.
But at any rate, the mom was getting shunned from in the group because she was a working woman and accountant went to college and these women were just housewives. And
they were so glad to be with their husbands and their husbands were their status symbol and it was a bunch of bullshit. But then the daughter and the son, they actually were proud of their mama when they realized, like, it went from the mama did all this talking about, don't y'all embarrass us, and this, that, and the third. And they like, shit, mama the reason why we ain't finna get in the damn club.
Yeah.
Because she got a damn job. Mm-hmm. So.
Got my mama work.
Now, that's some shit to be ashamed of.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on now. How y'all gonna be mad about that?
Yeah, so she ain't get in because of that. And they really wanted to be in because they had met a lot of people. And your boy was a dude. He was, you know, because he real smart and shit. And he made a stink bomb and cleared out the little thing. And one of the other boys in the group made one at the little cotillion and cleared out the place. So, you know, they didn't get in with that one. Then the second episode, that was when the homeboy was having the little...
Bar mitzvah.
And his homeboy... stole the show with his one-liners, with his knowledge of the Jewish.
Just a few things.
Because when that nigga said L'chaim, nigga, I fucking died, nigga.
Only if you are high.
That shit was funny to me. But that whole episode was pretty cool, man. I really enjoyed the Wonder Years.
I just really wish it wasn't called the Wonder Years. Why like, not? It could just be called something, but it didn't have to be a copy of the white people show. Because
it's not a copy. Maybe it's going on at the same time in different, you know, cities. Like, they was in another town. This is just what their shit was going through. So, you know what I'm saying?
But they didn't have to be called the Wonder Years. I just don't feel like it needed that name. Like, it didn't. It really didn't. Oh, but the show is good.
Yes. I very enjoyed it. Dad the show is so good, funny.
The name could be
he has
something else.
A lot of one-liners that be getting them. Like he was killing them in the last show with the one lines. Ain't nobody gonna talk about how baby girl dresses so low. You can see them.
You can see her heartbeat.
He always got something to say. So, man, please, please do yourself a favor. Check out Wonder Years.
Great show.
Somebody said Abbott's Elementary is good.
Yeah, I heard that too.
So we might have to check that out, see what that's all about. That'd be something we might can catch up on. So we'll check that out. Power Happened. Let's go ahead and wrap in the power. Again, this episode, it was kind of like, I think they're spinning their wheels now. You know what I'm saying? This whole...
Well, Tariq, I know Dante need to leave that boy alone.
Yeah, Dante then walked up on... That's his name. Mecca, Dante, whatever the fuck his name is.
Yeah, and it's...
Yeah, one, Mecca is what Kane called him.
But Dante, the mama is what his real
name is. So he walks up to fucking Zeke at the motherfucking park when Zeke shooting basketball and tells him that he is dad and all that shit. And Zeke, he don't want to hear that shit and walks off and, you know.
He confused, though.
Yeah, he confused because, you know, Zeke gets confused easily.
Very.
And then so, what's her name? Monet, she's talking to Zeke because he's got a game tonight. He don't want his head messed up. So, you know, she smooths it over. Well, thinks she smooths it over. Tells him that his dad is locked away in prison for life. And, you know, because, you know, that's just what he needs to understand. You know, that's just the story and that's it. But this is not the end of it. She confronts old boy.
And telling him why he did all that. Yeah, why he did all that. He's like, we had an agreement. Shit, she ain't keep up her end of the bargain. So, yeah, the man said he had to take matters in his own hand and go on and introduce himself to his son. And he was just like, you know. He just making it uncomfortable for her, but what she failed to realize is she the one got these wheels moving in the wrong direction because you thought your husband was going to be still in prison. Now that the nigga is out, you don't know what the fuck to do.
But yeah, man, so that's all that. Then on that, so then Mecca, he meets Lorenzo. You know, the plug, he agrees to meet
his brother.
That was awkward. You know, you sitting there with your mistress, side chick, I don't know, girl, dream girl's husband. And
y'all dapping up.
Yeah, so they in business together. He's giving him all the products. So now she's cut out. She ain't got no more products. So now she got to find her another plug. You know what I'm saying?
He's going to always keep something back for Monique. I don't care what nobody says.
And then they shut down Tariq at the little at the Course Connect thing where they said don't get him no more work.
Yeah, he can't do that.
So then they cut him off, so he need money to pay his lawyer. He was like, I'm supposed to pay my lawyer. Like, yo, hey, he's like, think of something. So Tariq gonna have to come up with some money somehow with a beeper on his leg. He gonna have to borrow some money from your boy, the white boy, for his legal fees. And so, you know, he had to get money to pay his lawyer, and he ain't got no dope, so I don't know what's going to happen. You think Lauren's going to get killed? My God. Y'all, the power just went out in Nappy Afro Studio, but we're going to keep recording. Because, you know, we professionals over here. You know what I'm saying? It ain't the power. It's just I got to flip the breaker box to damn the heater.
The heater tripped the damn
breaker box. I heard it when it clicked over in the on wall. So, yeah, man, things we do around here. But this shit nuts, man. This is a true testament how dope we are over here.
15 years.
That's why y'all can't fuck with us, man. We over here in the fucking dark still potting, nigga. That's how bad we want it. All we got to do is go flip the breaker box. Don't think we broke boys or nothing.
I mean, shit, obviously we still rolling. I mean, our electricity ain't on.
Yes, you know what I'm saying? That's what's up. But yeah, but at any rate. But we're going to have to, because it's cold out here, the battery going to cool. It's going to kill anyway. But getting back to power, this show's kind of weak this week. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand, you know, they was trying to put the daughter, Yaz, she ain't talked in fucking years. And now all of a sudden they want to put her on the stand. Like, this baby just learned how to talk last year. And you can't put her on the stand.
You can't put her on the stand because he lying.
Yes, because she was lying, yes. Me and Tariq watched a movie. I was like, yo, man, chill with all that.
Was that before the sun went down?
I think me and Reek,
light outside.
Reek was there and he cooked breakfast. Cause me and Big Mama, shut your ass up.
Really? That's how you feel about the kids?
That's how I feel about the kids, man. Hold on. I'm about to keep talking. You carry it while I go flip the switch.
Make sure you take your phone so you can have some light.
I'm going right here.
I'm saying you need to see what the fuck you doing.
Just keep talking. Entertainment. This That's is trying
to electrocute yourself.
Come on, baby. I do this.
You think so?
Keep talking. Now.
You don't
keep
be doing nothing. Don't. I don't like to be yelled at. But so power happened. The biggest thing is that teacher, the lady teacher, what's her name? The little freak girl. Whatever the female teacher's name is that was fucking everybody. She is just too wound up as it pertains to Tariq and his involvement.
Yeah, because she really think he killed Jabari. She really think that because that book, she was like, Tariq is a cold-blooded killer. How was he allowed it back on? I mean, she's so emotional about it. And they got with her ass at that motherfucking, at the Jabari memorial when they let her speak.
She cracked.
Yes.
She cracked.
All the people in there was talking about it.
I don't even think the people were talking about it. She felt like the people were talking about it.
He said that. Cause remember, Tay said, yeah, I heard them. They were saying some things about you. Like, she heard that shit, and then the way the girls was full of shade up there, like, yo, like, the way they introduced her. Like,
was it his heart? That was what it was?
Yeah, she's like, he had a big and enormous. Yeah, she used those words in the first couple words to, you know, and everybody was like, yeah, so fuck her. You know what I'm saying? Because she was part of him getting killed.
Yeah, she lost her shit too quick.
Yes.
Because my thing is, if you're going to be that hoe, be that hoe. You supposed to be out there standing in front of the people and acting like you owning that shit. Like, yeah. You ain't got no business walking around there scared. Like, what you scared for? You done did what you did and the man is dead. So
yeah, he's gone let now. It be. Yes, that dick in the dirt. Literally.
Yeah. Under the dirt.
Yes, sir. So that's all for TV Talk, man. Y'all go watch Power. Get caught up. Suggest some more shows for us to watch, man, because I know Ozark is finna come out. That's coming soon. I'm excited. You know how Ozark gonna go. That's a binge. That's a weekend thing. Ain't no football. You know, I'll be watching that between games if there's any football on that weekend or whenever Ozark come out. So I'll be locked into that. That's it. Well, it's time for Queen Germ's favorite time of the show. It's bad. Black cinema. Bad Black Cinema, or the BBC, as Queen Germ likes to call it, is when me and Queen Germ take situations suggested by you, the listener, or sometimes I just make them up. This is one of the times I made them up, and it goes a little something like this. But before we get into it, let me let you know this is an improv. We are not classically trained actors. We did not study at Juilliard. We did not take acting classes. Hell, we weren't even a drama club at school. But every week, we come and do this for you guys. This week, the situation is this. Girl asks dude to hook her up with his boy. Now, situations like this. Boy likes girl. Girl doesn't know that boy likes girl. Girl actually friend zone boy. Boy doesn't know he's friend zone. And she want to holler at his homeboy. Are you ready, Queen Germ?
Mm-hmm.
Action.
Hey, Tony, what you got going on today?
Oh, shit, girl, what's going on now? How you doing, Cherie? How you doing, Cherie? What's good?
I'm good.
Shit, glad to see you, man. Chilling, man. Glad to see you. I mean, shit, what you doing Friday night?
Probably nothing, but y'all got going on.
Shit, you know, me and a couple of partners, you know what I'm saying, we was going out, you know what I'm saying, see if you wanted to come with us, man.
Your homeboy Troy going to be with y'all?
I mean, Troy might be there. Yeah, why? What's up? You got somebody for Troy or something?
I mean, I think Troy look kind of nice.
I mean, okay, that's cool, but you got somebody for him, though. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm that somebody.
Well, Sheree, I thought me and you, we've been kicking it.
You cool and all, but I mean.
I thought we've been kicking it, though. I thought
we was just cool.
What? I thought we've been chilling there, you know what I'm saying? You've been hanging in my crib sometime, hanging at your crib. I mean.
You cool people.
I'm just saying, I thought, you know what I'm saying, we were talking or something.
Yeah, we did talk. We talking now.
But I mean, talking like me and you was
talking
on stage, like to get in a relationship.
Nah, bro.
Oh, I mean, so you ain't know I was feeling you or nothing?
No, I didn't know that's what was going on.
What you mean?
So, I thought we was just cooling. Like, we didn't... we didn't never talk about nothing more than just being friends. Like, we genuinely have fun together, so...
But, I mean, just... I thought just us... I mean, I was taking it slow with you because, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, but... I thought you do. Like, I mean, me and you been hanging out. Like, what you mean?
Yeah, I mean, you're cool people. I enjoy having fun with you. We hang out. It's not like we were
so that kind of fun should translate to a relationship, right? I mean,
a friendship, yes.
A friendship? The other, no, relationship.
That's a friendship.
But I'm just.
A friendship is a relationship.
But I'm talking about a romantic relationship, is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking.
I don't see you like that, though.
What you mean you don't see me like that?
Troy could get it.
Troy. Man, come on.
It ain't even got to be no relationship. Man, Troy can get it.
I'm sitting here like, bro, I mean, but what about...
Ain't no need for you to get your feelings hurt. I got somebody, man, for you.
Nah, I wanted you.
So you telling me you don't want to talk to my homegirl?
Nah, I wanted you. I'm thinking, I've been feeling you. I've been like...
But my homegirl D, she been talking about you for the longest.
But... I don't even know D, bro, like that, man.
She done seen you from around the way.
But I'm interested in you, though. I mean, that'd be weird, be talking to your friend when I really want you. Like, that ain't...
So you not gonna put me on the Troy?
I mean, that's on you, but I mean, I really thought me and you had something, though, man.
I don't want you to be down about it.
I ain't down. It's just like, damn, bro. Like, I don't know, man. It's just weird, man. Like... Women just be taking advantage of me in these days,
bro. I took advantage of you.
I mean, I just don't see how.
Don't even
like,
do that.
I mean, how many dudes you just be kicking it with like that if me and you was just kicking it? Like, friendship shit.
Clearly, it was nobody but you if you was over here
okay,
all the time.
Okay, so why wouldn't I think we was exclusive then? You see what I'm saying? Like
we was cool. We was cool and like, we was not doing nothing. Like, you act like you was in here eating the pussy or something shit.
Nah,
like,
we weren't doing none of that because, I mean, but I'm just saying, like, I mean, see.
You got to let people know what you're here for. You can't be trying to play games and trying to think
messed
that you
up, man.
Me in.
That's messed up, man.
And that ain't
like,
what it was.
I mean, you played with my feelings, man. You knew I was feeling you, man. You just going to do
How?
Me like this. Then you going to try to holler at my boy? Like my boy?
You ain't going
to
put me on?
Man,
that's some whack ass shit.
You do what you got to do, man. That's your problem, man. I'm just going to let you know, man. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Troy got herpes, so it is what it is.
Oh, wow.
Cut.
Wow.
Bad Black Cinema, y'all. If y'all like that one, you can send one in. Like MJ did, we're going to do his next week. You know what I'm saying? He kind of sent it in after, you know, everything had made the, you know what I'm saying, on the teleprompter. And so I couldn't really switch it up, you know what I'm saying, to do that, you know. So it's time to read some rap lyrics, y'all. We read rap lyrics over here. And we read them. We read them in our office voice, our accent. Proper voice, however you want to read these lyrics, but you got to read the lyrics. Now, most of the time, the lyrics are going to be some ratchet ass shit, but that makes it even more fun. So, it's Queen Germ's turn, and I predict a wild one, y'all. Are you ready, Queen Germ?
I guess so.
Let's hear it.
One time, chase me. They couldn't take me. My baby mama and two kids couldn't break me. So, I went to the club and met Nina. Have you seen her? She looked like Lena Horne with the butt, with the big butt. Gotta go on. But got more kids than children of the corn. That's why I couldn't fuck with her, even though I knew she was a gold digging bitch out the projects, living for the country check, the county check. But got the killer pussy. That's why a nigga say, watch that hoe. Watch that bitch. Silly rabbit, the trick's on your bitch. Cause true niggas stay true to the gizane. Get the coochie and don't know the your nizane. And leave a bitch stuck with dick on a breath, dope in the house and one way out.
That was TRU with their hit song, Freak Hoes, off the album True to the Game, a ghetto classic. Queen Germ's a little rough there.
First of all, way you had all these things running together
just,
like
just
this
read
here,
the words.
It
just,
had
just
no
read the
punctuations,
words.
And then some of the stuff was not even making sense. Like, one time chase me.
One time chase me. They couldn't take me. my baby mama, three kids, couldn't take me, right?
It said couldn't break me.
Couldn't break me. My baby mama, two kids, couldn't break me. So I went to the club and met Nina. Have you seen her? She looked like Lena Horne.
And I already told you, like, I don't like when you try to do this. Like, if you're going to read it, read the shit. Like, but if I'm going to read it, just let it be.
Okay, I'm sorry, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I know. Okay, so I mean, you
know the song. I've never heard the song.
I was trying to.
And then it's all in one long thing. Yes. So that doesn't help for the flow.
The way I copied it, it wouldn't go right. I was trying to do it line for line. I was just like, you know what? I got fed up. Sorry. So.
Yeah. So leave that what it is.
Yes. So that's what that was. That was our reading of rap lyrics. Next week it's my turn. And hope y'all enjoy. Well, next up is HBCU Confession Time. HBCU Confessionals, when we go to their Twitter, grab some tweets, and I bring them back and show them to Queen Germ. This one goes a little something like this. Black girls who say cock or blowjob cannot be trusted. N-C-A-N-T. Queen Germ, react.
That's false. The thing, like, if somebody, say cock, that's weird, because you must be fucking with somebody that's not black. Mm-hmm. Nobody calls dicks cocks anymore. Like, I don't know who does that.
White people.
Exactly, so that's why I said. They would not be black. And then saying a blowjob, like, people say give a head, but if it's an older person, they probably say blowjob. So I don't understand, like, if you say that they black, now they a black college student, people could say a blowjob. Like,
nobody asked you, hey, you want a blowjob?
I mean, and if she asks you, do you want one, that means she's selling one.
Hey, that's
she's
a
not giving you a blowjob because she wants to satisfy you. She wants them $40. So that's not a true statement. Now, somebody come up and say, can I suck your cock? Then, yes. We know that's not normal terminology. And but
I agree with the tweet. If you say cock or blowjob, you cannot be trusted. You cannot. If you're a black girl, you cannot walk around here and say blowjob and cock.
You can say blowjob. You can't say cock.
You cannot.
I'm saying you could be a black girl. And you 35 years old, you probably saying blowjob.
A blowjob.
Probably saying blowjob.
That shit is funny now that you think of it. Blowjob.
I mean, what you want just to say? Give a hand.
That shit funny. Just a blowjob. Because that would be funny if somebody say that. Hey, man. Oh, wow. Okay, man. I had my fun for the week.
No, you haven't.
Keep it 100 time, Queen Jern. Keep it 100, man. You got one.
Yeah, I'm going to be real with y'all.
All right, let's hear it. Be real, nigga.
Yeah, calm down. I done seen a whole bunch of these little things out here saying that y'all supposed to be ordering these at-home COVID tests. Now, what the fuck is all that about? Y'all better not have them people send that shit to y'all house.
100.
It's more to it than a damn COVID test that y'all getting in that box.
That's why I got mine sent to my job.
Because y'all going to fuck around and have this shit at y'all door. We don't know what's in that box. That might be the shit to give you the vaccine. That might be the booster shit. You gonna rub the shit up your nose, and then you done gave yourself the thing. They finna make sure that every household got these motherfuckers in it. They already said they sending four to your house. So if you got less than four people in your house, you got extra doses in there. Y'all better leave them shits alone. So I'ma just be real with you.
I'm not for it. That's my man.
Leave them shits where they at. All of a sudden, now the bitches is free. And the bitches can come to your house, and they're going to deliver the shits. Oh,
through the post office.
Yeah, through the post office. Who ain't got no work. The people couldn't handle the shit that they needed when the motherfucker was trying to get a Christmas package last month. But yet still, now all of a sudden, they finna be bringing y'all free COVID tests. Tell them people to keep them shits.
Yeah, I got mine sent to the job. I said, hey, I don't know about that. I ain't getting it sent to my house. I said, I don't know. I'm skeptical. You know me. Oh, man. My keeping 100 go a little something like this, man. I saw a lot of y'all people, man, with these little fake inspirational quotes about MLK. That ain't you, my nigga.
100.
That ain't kind of shit you post. Don't be posting no MLK quotes and then a couple days later it's back to your niggatry and shit. Don't be doing that shit, man. I hate seeing that shit. So don't be using MLK shit to get some quotes or get some likes off to make niggas think you a deep thinker and all that shit. But we know you really ignorant and you about that bullshit. And just keep doing what you're doing. That's why we like you. And don't be fake. I saw a lot of fake ass niggas being super fake posting MLK quotes. And I was like, you don't live that life. You don't live that life. So yeah, that's all my, that's my keep it 100.
Okay.
Winner loser time, man. You got any winners, Queen Jern?
Yeah, my winner this week is Miss Juliana Pavon.
Winner. Shout out.
And she won $1 million off of a $20 scratch off. She did accept the lump sum, which was $760,000. So, I mean, I ain't mad at her because I would get the money. No, man. I'm getting the motherfucking money. It
why
don't
not get all your money?
You don't know how long you got on this
earth. You can will it. You can get your money. Mm-mm. Yes, I'm getting all
is,
my money.
What is $240,000 when I ain't had nothing?
What's $240,000 for 20 years? Like,
$240,000, that's not, I'm not missing nothing.
That's 20
that's
years,
$760,
though.
I need that today.
But for 20 years, I'm getting, what is that, $1 million?
And we're going to agree to disagree.
So that's what, 20,000? No, over 20 years, that ain't over 20,000.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to agree to disagree.
Okay, that's fine, but I'm taking mine over. Just slow drip me, baby.
Uh-uh. Ain't no need to do
yeah.
that.
Yes, it is. Big time need. I'm not paying all them taxes, no.
Pay them taxes.
You're going to have to pay them taxes every year, too.
No, you don't. You got that money one time. Why am I pay? I'm not gonna pay no taxes on no damn money that I done won one time. You gonna give me another million? If you ain't gonna give me another million, I ain't paying no more damn taxes.
Don't you have to pay taxes on your assets and all that shit like
no.
that?
Okay. I'm finna say I lost a lot.
Okay.
I'm gonna say I gambled that shit back. Y'all won that back on the system.
I got you. Well, my winner is me.
Winner.
Why am I the winner? Why am I the winner?
You ain't got no good reason to be. Yeah, that's what your ass get. Some old childish bullshit.
I'm the winner because, A, I went against Big Smash in this debate Saturday. And Big Smash pulled some bullshit, faked the votes out. And I don't know what the fuck he was did, but I 5-0'd this nigga and whooped him in a debate. He told me something, it was 2-2-1. Nigga, stop. Whooped your ass. Go back and look at the tape. Run it back. You ain't argue your point. You know, I know it was an opponent not worthy, you know what I'm saying? So I whooped up on him. It was like the 96 Bulls playing the Timberwolves, nigga. Like, it wasn't a matchup at all, nigga. It was a blowout. So that's why I'm the winner this week. You got any losers, Queen Jern?
Yes, my loser is going to be Cracker Barrel this week.
Loser.
What? Not your Cracker Barrel. Oh, man.
Only thing I like there is a pancake, so let's not get carried away.
You can get pancakes at IHOP, baby.
Nah, they pancakes are special. nonetheless, Cracker Barrel in Marion, Tennessee had to pay out $9.4 million to a customer. And I know you probably think it had to do with some racist shit, but it didn't. It had to do with the fact that they accidentally served this person a cup or glass full of some chemicals instead of a glass of water. So they
did they drink it?
Yeah.
Damn. They fucked their ass up.
I mean, it was just a little sip, I guess, enough for them to know that it wasn't water. And then, you know, of course, the lawsuit came down and the people said it was gross negligence and all this other stuff. So they had to pay the person $9.4 million. They claim it was an accident, but of
how
course,
the fuck you gonna serve me something that look like water when I ask for water?
Thank you.
That ain't no fucking accident, nigga.
And you was trying to offer.
You had to look for some chemical that looked like water. Like, nigga, this looked like water.
It didn't come out the damn faucet. Yeah. It didn't come out of a pitcher.
Unless y'all had one of them with the hook to the little thing with the cleaning and all that shit in it.
Hey,
and, you know,
whatever the reason, this person here just got $9.4 million from Cracker Barrel. Cracker Barrel obviously was upset because they had these big time lawyers. They thought they was gonna beat this charge, and they did not. So $9.4 million will be coming out of their revenue because they got to pay up.
Well, it's time for me to do my losers. You want to ask me, do I have any losers? I got some losers. My losers are all the Dallas Cowboy fans out there in the world.
Loser.
I want y'all to know that it warms my heart up to see y'all lose. I don't know what it is about seeing Cowboys lose and the look on y'all fans' faces when y'all lose. It does something to me. It sizzles in my spirit. I know that it's
like
just something. It's just it does something to me. You know, so Queen Jern, Disrespect Motherfucking MJ, Kermit, Mr. Talking TV, my aunt, who else I know? Pigga, who else I know, Cowboy fans? All you other motherfucking Cowboy fans I know out there in the world. It's a lot of you motherfuckers out there. But just know.
The Johnson 5.
When that clock went to zero, And I seen the look on the Dak face when he couldn't down that damn ball. I said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Baby Jesus, teenage Jesus, 33-year-old Jesus. Thank all of them.
I think he died when he was 32.
He was 33.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, come on, get it together now. You're supposed to know that. But anyway, those are my losers.
You a loser too, then.
I ain't no loser. I ain't no Cowboy fan. I'm a Cowboy hater.
You a fan.
ABC, anybody but the Cowboys. Woo! Anybody. Every week, I don't care who they playing, I'm cheering against them. Because I just want to see them motherfuckers lose. But yeah. So, Queen Jerm, you got any shout-outs? I mean, while we're here, you got any shout-outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout-out Pam and the fam, the Johnson Five, the Lunch Crew, the Front Porch, and my girl KY No Jelly, and anybody that's representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga.
Shout outs go a little something like this. Shout out to B-Eazy, Sarah Ray, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Ruler Myself, Rick James Bitch, RT3, my nigga J Will, Pepe J from B-More, Steph from B-More. Happy birthday, Steph from B-More. Lysing and Kanye, Drew from DC, Gerard from Boston, Stack, Static, MJ Money 9S, Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, Sleazy the Black Farmer, Amazing AP, Dragon Lady. Anybody over that site to fuck with the kids, shout out to Doc Claw and all the gang. All the websites, all the podcasts to fuck with us, man. Shout out to 12 Cow Podcast. Shout out to Eclectic, Eat Eclectic Discussion, the podcast. Shout out to Dr. Brace of everybody, Dr. Brace of Network, that's Dr. Cam, that disrespectful motherfucking MJ, Long Live K Law, the truck driver. Shout out to Pork and Big L at Cool Out Corner. Shout out to Corey Dos Equis, I'm Son Nelps, the Power Lunch Hour. That's the Black Pod Squad. Shout out to all y'all boys. Shout out to all the other podcasts. Fuck with us. Uncle Dolan Mike. Too Much Game. We're trying to get him on the Black Pod Squad. So we're working that out. See what we can do with that. Shout out to We Need to Talk. Life Unplugged. WV Uncommonplace. Big Smash. Dale P. Any other podcasts that fuck with us, man. Shout out to you. Anybody else that fuck with us the long way. The short way. No way at all, man. Shout out to y'all. Man. That's another show in the books, Queen Jerm. It's time to rate your show.
Well, after thinking about all of the topics that really touched me, especially this, how we opened up the show talking about peeing in the bed, I think I probably was peeing in the bed around the point or the age of 9. So I think I'm going to go with that. I'm going to keep it simple.
All right. As far as me, I'm going to have to give it a 10 because Cowboys losing. It's made my day.
And just so that's going to overshadow. I could have put money that you was going to rate the show a 15 just for the 15 years of the forecast.
Oh, know what?
You know.
Damn.
If your hatred for the Cowboys is greater than your love for the forecast, I'm feeling like I don't know what to say about you. I don't know what to say about you, nigga.
Woof, that's two of the extremes right there. Does my hate match my love for woo? Like, I don't think I hate any team more than the Cowboys. I think the Cowboys are my most hated team. Then it's like Carolina Tar Heels. And then it's like them, like my number two. Then like Florida State football. Like, it's like 1, 2, and 3. Like, then Georgia. I think I might hate Georgia more than Florida State, but I think I have a love-hate relationship with Georgia because I used to live there in Athens. Like I said, know a lot of people in Athens. Amazing people. Great city. Started my family there. So Athens always going to have a soft spot to me. See what I'm saying? So, Yeah. That's why I started my family there. All that. Athens. My daughter was born there. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, but it's like still Georgia. And the fans have been obnoxious. Like, they want a title as a dude.
What do you want somebody to be? If they're a fan and you're really a fan,
I'm just saying,
you're supposed to be like rowdy. You're supposed to be obnoxious.
But you're not supposed to be obnoxious. No.
Rah-rah and your people to
you're
the
not
end.
Supposed to be obnoxious.
You're
no.
not supposed to be
this
lame
a Georgia
ass
nigga.
Fans.
He make a post on the hour, every hour. He said, I'm going to do this for the rest of the fucking year. And I'm like, that's a little extreme.
Hey, I'm for it.
Your team won.
If you love your team.
I get it.
Rep that shit.
Fan is short for fanatic. I get it.
That's right.
So, whatever.
So you rating the show a 10 out of 15?
I'm going to give the show 15 since that's what Queen Germ wants. The show gets a 15 for 15 years of Nappy Afro. You know what I'm saying? Shoot. That's what it is. I could give it a 10 because we 10 shows away from 500.
Okay.
But
you talk know, that shit.
You do whatever you want to say. You know, I let Queen Germ be bossy.
Today. Thanks.
But yes. So we did a ratings. We did a shout outs. Time to say, hey. Don't forget to rate, subscribe, download the Frocast on any podcast reader. Don't forget to call in the voicemail at 347-201-2572. Don't forget about our Patreon. You can go to nappyafro.club to get that for as little as a dollar. And don't forget to buy a motherfucking shirt. It's cold outside. You still can get you a hoodie. I know it's real cold because if it's cold in Florida, it's cold every motherfucking day. So get y'all a hoodie. I think I said everything, Queen Germ. It's time to bounce them up out of here. For the 490th time, it's your boy, King Germ.
And it's your girl, Queen Germ.
And this was the Frocast. And we out this bitch, man. Peace.
Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com